This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. As the virus pandemic rages, President Joe Biden has ordered government health insurance markets to reopen for a special sign-up window. AP's Sagar Meghani reports.
The president says he's simply undoing the damage done by his predecessor, who had refused to direct the healthcare.gov insurance markets to take new applications from uninsured Americans for subsidized benefits.
There's nothing new that we're doing here other than restoring the Affordable Care Act and restoring the Medicaid to the way it was before Trump became president.
Under the executive order, the three-month enrollment period will open next month. The president signed another order reversing a policy that bars taxpayer funding for international healthcare nonprofits that promote or provide abortions. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
The Commerce Department reports the U.S. economy shrank by 3.5% last year, but one economist says it could have been worse. AP's Mike Hempen reports.
If we did not get the recovery in the third quarter and then get the 4% rise in the fourth quarter, I think that things could have been substantially worse.
That's CFRA Research Chief Investment Strategist Sam Stovall referring to the gross domestic product's record 33% surge in the third quarter after it had plunged by the same amount in the second quarter following the arrival of the coronavirus in March. Stovall thinks the economy will begin this year on the upswing.
I think in the first quarter, we're going to see a gain of more than 3%.
Stovall expects a strong surge in the second quarter as well, but he says there won't be a sustained economic breakthrough until people have confidence that the COVID